How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour of the Fan After Dark, and we have missed you, the fatties. It's been a while since we've been able to hang out with you guys, but Fred and Blake are back. You'll have us today, you'll have us tomorrow, and you will have us Friday. Friday, I believe, only till 8:30, because that's when they start playing the Dodgers. So then you will have us cut down. But the Dallas Mavericks are in action right now. It is the halftime over there in Phoenix land. Trevor, start off our guessing. Are the Mavericks winning the basketball game, or are the Mavericks losing the basketball game?
I'm going to say the Mavericks are winning the basketball game.
Trevor has his guess in. Fred Davis, are the Mavericks winning the basketball game, or are the Mavericks losing the basketball? Correct. The Mavericks are losing the basketball game. They are losing. They have 53 points. The Suns have 61 points. Anybody want to guess the leading scorer for the Mavericks with 11?
Cooper Flagg.
Incorrect.
Brandon Williams.
Incorrect.
PJ Washington.
PJ did not play today.
Okay.
Brandon Williams did not play today.
Okay.
Illness for Brandon Williams.
Max Christie.
Left elbow strain for PJ.
Cisco.
Max Christie, 10, so that would be incorrect. Cisse, 6, no, incorrect.
Marvin Bagley.
Marvin Bagley is correct. 11 points in 15 minutes. Cooper Flagg, after dropping 50, 40, going off, only 6 points at half. 3 of 10 from the field.
Kid's tired.
Max Christie with 10, Nimhard with 6. Nimhard's been getting a lot of minutes recently as well. Pulikita's been getting minutes. A.J. Johnson's getting minutes. Clay has not played. P.J. Washington's out. Gafford's out. Najee Marshall's out. Brandon Williams is out.
So,
dang.
You're playing the Phoenix Suns, who still have Devin Booker and Dylan Brooks. Royce O'Neal. Jalen Green. Jalen Green only played 4 minutes tonight.
Whoa.
0 points. I want to give you guys this. NBA Tankathon. The Mavericks are currently sitting at, after their dumb win the other day, they have the same amount of all of us with 54 losses. The New Orleans Pelicans, who won the other night.
Yeah.
They have 54 losses. They're 26-54. The Mavericks have 54 losses, but 25 wins. And the Memphis Grizzlies have 54 losses and 25 wins. So the Mavs, who were holding on to the sixth place spot by themselves when they beat the Lakers on Sunday, now are catapulted where them, Memphis, and New Orleans all have the same amount of losses. We need the Memphis Grizzlies to win, and we need the New Orleans Pelicans to win so the Mavs can get the sixth spot in the NBA draft lottery.
I mean, I like their chances.
Let me look at Memphis.
Because you're not going to catch – I mean, look, you're not going to catch – you're not going to – I mean, Sacramento's –
No, it's really just – it's these three teams. Who's going to get 6 and who's going to get 7 and 8? That jump shot, there's almost a 10% change in the top four from 6 to 8. 34.8 to 26.3. It's like an 8% change.
Yeah.
The Grizzlies are right now losing by 20 to the Nuggets, so they're not going to win. The Grizzlies finish out their season like this. The Grizzlies only have 2 more games this year. Jazz and Rockets. They have to beat the Jazz. That might be the difference. So the Grizzlies are in the best case scenario are
going
to go.
Where's that game at?
It's in Utah.
I mean, Utah.
That game's on Friday. That is huge for the Mavericks.
See, and Utah wants to lose. Like,
Utah
they
wants
need
to
lose.
Yes,
right?
And they're worse than the Tankathon.
Because they're tied with Sacramento.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this could be the first NBA game that ends in a tie.
And New Orleans has no reason to lose.
No, New Orleans is fine. I'm not worried about them.
I mean, they have the same amount of losses as you right now.
Yeah, but they'll find a way to win.
So
But they've got one more win than you.
So the New Orleans just beat the Jazz. That's why. This is who New Orleans plays the last 2 games of the year. Celtics and Timberwolves.
Who, New Orleans?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, they'll lose out.
That's not good.
Well, yeah, but they've got one more win than you do.
Well, we need to hope the Mavs don't win. So the Mavs schedule.
No, because you're going to lose to Phoenix. Like, Cooper probably won't play in the fourth quarter tonight.
He better not.
I mean, there's no reason for him to. A.J. Johnson, what's his over-under?
I don't know. What was it before the game? I don't know. The Mavs only have two more games left as well, Spurs and Bulls.
Now, the Bulls are awful, but...
And that game's at home, last game of the year.
I mean, they do have... Yeah, and that game's at home, right?
Yeah.
I'm sitting everybody.
You play the Spurs, who will be trying to win.
No, you're going to lose that game.
You'll lose that game by 70.
So you're going to lose the next two games. It's really... I mean, look, here's the deal.
So it's two games. It's the Bulls game, and it's the Grizzlies playing the Jazz. That's going to decide who gets 6 and who gets 7 and 8. New Orleans is going to lose out, too.
Well, it's really more... you're right. I mean, it's...
And we've only got two games to decide this. Memphis and Dallas sitting at the exact same record right now. Memphis and Dallas will both lose tonight, so they'll both have the same record after tonight as well. They'll be 25 and 55.
And Memphis plays the Jazz win?
Their next game is Friday. They play the Jazz.
Damn. And they're 1-9 in their last 10. I mean, they have really committed to the bit. I certainly appreciate that. Meanwhile, Brooklyn's won 2 straight. I don't know what they're doing.
So we agree that Friday is the most important game of the season? Grizzlies Jazz?
That's awful to say, but...
I mean, for the Mavericks, it is.
Yeah. Because if the Grizzlies somehow lose that, you're cooked.
Why, you'll have a... you have the tiebreaker over them?
That's not how... I don't think that's how it works in a lottery. It's just like the odds are split or something like that. It doesn't go like tiebreakers.
I mean, I think if you're Utah...
Imagine if you just didn't win on Sunday. You'd be in a lot better place, but...
Yeah, that's what... I mean, look, we both had them at 25 and 57.
Did we?
Yeah.
And so that's one more win?
No, they're right at 24 and 54, so that's what I'm saying. So if they lose out, they'll go 25 and 57.
Look at us.
So,
yeah, you guys see the random exec that was asked about the lottery, and he says it's the best way to get better in the NBA. Like, they just
have... Does it just suck?
Is to tank.
I mean, that's not really a hot take.
They were also talking about the voting on something new for the lottery, like an 18 teams.
Yeah,
or
18
whatever.
Team. The top 8 teams all have the same percentage, and then I mean, it's. I don't know. I don't understand.
I just think it's bad for your sport. Like, it's just genuinely bad for your sport.
18 teams in the lottery, bottom 10 that missed a play in and 8 that qualify. Bottom 10 teams have an 8% chance of moving up in the lottery. All other 8 teams split 20% odds of moving up. All 18 spots drawn as part of the lottery is the NBA Board of Governors that will meet on May 28th to vote on the anti-tanking draft lottery reform. I wonder why it's just such a big thing in basketball. Like, we don't talk about it as any other tanking.
Because you don't have a lottery.
Oh.
Wait, y'all both said different things.
Yeah,
you
go ahead, Fred, sorry.
Well, I mean, the NFL, you have no choice. I mean, it's just based off
NFL, yeah, you have to.
And you can't really, I mean.
You can't really tank.
You can't really tank. You just put in bad players.
Yeah.
I mean, you can sort of.
But it's only 17 games, and guys want contracts and coaches, and you don't have some 5-year tenure to just suck and be like, we're just tanking. We're just purposely not winning games.
Well, plus the NFL, I mean, a quarterback changes everything.
Yeah, you can turn it around that next year.
Right?
Shout out to Washington.
I mean that's the reality of it, right? And then, of course,
we see it every year.
And then you saw them fall back to earth again.
Isn't that still like 20 years strong of a team being last in a division to going first? At least one team does that in a division every year.
I don't know if he's gone from worst to first, but you've had a team that didn't. I think it's more of you had a team that didn't make the playoffs the year before that made it. The next year, right, and that's the NFL. That's why we love the NFL, is because you can.
It's really
off.
Not the same. Even if we do the preseason, it's going to be. There's always a team that no one expects. No one had Seattle and the Patriots playing each other in the Super Bowl.
Oh,
nobody.
Hell no. Hell no. I mean, look,
I didn't even have Seattle even make it the playoffs. I don't know, winning the Super Bowl.
I did.
That's crazy.
I did. I mean, look, if the Cowboys. I mean, think about it. If the Cowboys retool their defense. And George Pickens, doesn't sit out training camp and comes in 100%. There's no reason to think this team couldn't make a playoff run.
What would be the most surprising team to make the Super Bowl in the AFC? That's actually plausible, but it's still the most surprising. Like, not like the Raiders. Like, come on, bro. But
The Chargers would be surprising to me.
But the Chargers are right there.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
I wouldn't be that surprised.
No, I would be stunned.
Chargers, I wouldn't. Maybe I would.
Really? You know, when are the Chargers?
I'm saying the Chargers have been in the playoffs last couple
years. Yeah, and they lose in the first round every year. That's what I'm saying.
Like, I'm talking about a team that hasn't even really sniffed it, and all of a sudden, boom. Like,
Pittsburgh.
Like, there you go. Like, Washington. Washington wasn't an NFC.
Yeah, but even the Chargers would be surprising to me because the Chargers are, in a way, almost like an AFC version of the Cowboys. Think about it. The Chargers haven't been to a Super Bowl since 1994.
You still have the question mark with Herbert.
Still got the question. I mean, who trusts Herbert?
Yeah. I like your Steelers answer better. It's more surprising now. I think we're waiting for the Chargers to make this up. Justin Herbert's a top ten quarterback.
Waiting for that for 30 years.
I think you would have said the Texans last year, but obviously they made the playoffs. I think that was a little more surprising.
I'm gonna go with like the Colts. Like if they were all of a sudden just like everyone's kind of out, there's just kind of another team, and all of a sudden they're in the Super Bowl. We'd be like, oh my gosh.
The Colts have been to a Super Bowl in the last 10 years, 12 years.
With a completely different regime.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, with a different regime. Yes, I get that. But I'm just saying, like, look, the Cowboys going back to the Super Bowl would be a... And I say, I mean, and I don't say Cowboys, to be Colts. Hyperbolic.
Cowboys Colts or Cowboys Steelers to me would be the most surprising. What, that's actually somewhat plausible.
Give me Cowboys Chargers. That would be my. That would be my.
I don't think the Steelers are plausible though.
I don't either.
Okay, not even plausible.
Yeah, they don't have a quarterback. Unless you trust.
I mean, you got your boy Aaron Rodgers coming back.
Okay, so we'll go back to. I'll go back to the Colts then. Jaguars to me isn't that. Like if they made it, would be like, okay.
I think we're surprised about the wins they had last year.
The way Denver wouldn't have been surprised.
We wouldn't necessarily be surprised now.
Pretty much anybody from the AFC South is kind of looking at. We've named three AFC South.
I mean, the Titans would be. No, but here's the thing: we wouldn't have been surprised to see the Texans go only because they had a Super Bowl caliber defense.
No, Texans wouldn't have been that.
Think about it. And again, let's put the Cowboys, and I know there's people listening right now. Here we go. No, you had a Super Bowl caliber offense last year.
For sure.
Right? Like you had a – your offense was light years better than New England Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like not even close. All right, you give Dak time with CD, with George, with 3 yards in a cloud of dust, Jake Ferguson, and Javonte Williams. That offense can do some damage.
I'm excited to get another running back in the mix this year.
Like I'm excited to get another tight end in the mix.
I want. I agree. I
want to see a tight end actually break a tackle and give you some yak.
I like the Eli Stovers kid from Vandy. They're saying that he's even being looked at as a wide receiver. Give me my boy Jam out of Alabama, or I've seen even Catron Allen. Both Nicholas Singleton, both of the
give me Kenyon Sadiq at 12 if the Chiefs don't take him at 9.
Okay.
Could you imagine?
They would not.
Could you imagine?
We did the AFC. What's the NFC ones? It's not the Cowboys.
It's not the Cowboys.
Plausible, but very surprising.
Giants.
I was gonna say Giants. Like somewhat, like if they made a magical run and their team looked.
The Giants could the Giants could be this year's Patriots.
that's a step.
I think the Saints could.
I almost said a word.
No.
Don't even entertain that.
I mean,
if they somehow made the playoffs, sure. The Super Bowl, hex no.
We're talking surprises.
I was gonna say.
But I think it's plausible.
The NFC South sucks.
They suck, man.
I won't be talking about my boy Baker like that.
We're talking about your boy Baker like that.
Is that
Carolina?
I think Carolina's a great answer.
Carolina could be in that mix.
Were they too good last year? No, I was going the opposite. Were they too good? Because they put the Rams. They held the Rams to the end.
They could have beat the Rams last year if old boy. I mean, who knows? But you need some more help on offense. I mean, the defense is solid.
I think there's more teams in the NFC that we could kind of do this exercise with. Because you could say pretty much anybody from the South, Buccaneers, Saints, Carolina, not the Falcons. I think the Falcons, honestly, are the only teams I could not. Even plausibly put in the Super Bowl.
They're going back to the quarterback problems. So.
Yeah, they don't even have a quarterback. You could say anybody in the North.
I mean, but you say, look, you say anybody that, in the but East. Here's the thing, though. The Falcons, if I mean, look, if Stefanski's the guy we think he could be,
I guess.
You know, that you still got, Jeff Ulbrich as your coordinator.
And you got one of the best offensive, like, skill positions with Drake London, Pitts, and Bijan.
You got a top 5 to 10 guy at your three most important positions skill-wise.
Yeah.
All right? Bijan, 1A, 1B.
I mean, he might be the best back in the league. Drake London's top 10.
Drake London's a top 10 wide receiver, and Kyle Pitts, when he wants to be, is a top 5 or 6 wide tight end when he wants to be.
Yeah.
You could do a lot worse, man.
You might not have a D end. You might not.
I was going to say, your boy Pierce has got 3 felonies, okay? So we don't know whether that's going to turn out. But
I heard the Super Bowl chances. But
That's an interesting team. And allegedly, Stefanski's supposed to be some offensive guru. I'm not sold on
Which
him.
Which one would you be more surprised, Carolina or the Vikings making it to the Super Bowl?
Carolina.
I think the Vikings would be more surprising to me.
The Vikings would not be surprising to me.
With Kyler? Can you imagine they get Kyler and they just
because
make
I'm telling
the Super
you,
Bowl?
Look, I'm going to tell you right now. If Kevin O'Connell turns Kyler Murray around, I'll tell you what, let's just say
he'll jump up in the coach.
Let's just say he turns Kyler around and they go on a run, you know, second round NFC championship, something like that. God forbid they make it to a Super Bowl. I'm telling you right now, that dude's going to be averaging about 50. He's going to command $15 to $20 million a year.
What are the teams in the NFC that even if everything goes perfect, there's no way you can envision them in a Super Bowl?
Cardinals.
Cardinals is the first team I
mean,
thought of.
What are we talking about?
Is it just the Cardinals? I'm saying everything goes right. Quarterback plays great. Defense is balling. Rookies step up.
The Dolphins, maybe.
I would agree with that.
Like they've just
no, they're awful.
Like even
they're,
if everything,
no, they're terrible. I mean, seriously. I was listening to ESPN yesterday.
Are those the only two teams?
Dude, Malik Washington is their number one wide receiver. Jalen Tolbert and Tutu Atwell would be their wide receivers two and three.
So we're
going to
go Cardinals, Dolphins. Do we throw the Jets in there? I think we can throw the Jets.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Everything goes perfect.
Geno?
Yeah, so those three teams. I think there's only three teams where you can completely, like, I don't care if everything goes perfect for you.
I would throw the Raiders in that mix.
I don't know. I'm going to not put them in there just because you are drafting number one overall. We've seen quarterbacks change franchises.
I don't care.
Brock Bowers is that good. I'm not going to throw them in there. Blake
no, I'm throwing them in there. Here's the thing.
It'd be surprising, but I'm not going to throw them in there.
I'd put them right at, they're on the cusp for me.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll put them on the cusp, but
they're not in the same Arizona.
Well, but
Cardinals.
I'm saying, but that like I wouldn't say it's impossible.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's impossible.
No, because I'm going to tell
you it's impossible
look,
for the
Francisco,
Cardinals.
Fernando Mendoza is whatever the hell his name is going to get killed this year.
I mean, potentially.
No, this ain't the Big Ten.
Sure.
This ain't the Big Ten, man.
What about the Titans?
You got the Chargers twice. You got the Broncos twice. You got the Chiefs twice. You're going to get Fernando Mendoza. Look, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm starting Kirk Cousins so he can get the crap beat out of him for the first 10 to 12 games and save Mendoza.
Tennessee Titans. Everything goes perfect.
No, I'm telling you right now.
Yeah. Okay. You're on the Cam Ward train?
I am on the Cam Ward.
We forget
Brian
about him.
Gable,
I like his attitude.
Especially if you get, and look, I'm telling you get Jeremiah Love at running back, and you got, now all of a sudden, because you got a decent offensive line, because you made some offensive line adjustments a couple years ago.
What's the receiving core looking like?
That's a little bit of a trouble spot.
Okay.
That's a little bit of a trouble spot.
Tell you who their number one was.
That's a little bit of a trouble spot.
Because they let go of the guy, Westbrook Akine, that had like 9 touchdowns and 10 catches.
Yeah. No, they're going to have to go out and get a wide receiver. All right, coming up next, it's time to listen to you guys. Fatty's on the phone, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. Fatty's on the phone.
They got Wandale Robinson.
Wandale Robinson.
And Calvin Ridley.
There you go.
Calvin Ridley's terrible.
And they got he's not great. And they got a tight end. Gunnar Helm. Stand up!
KJ Osborne from the Vikings.
That guy. Don't go anywhere. All right. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. 71-59 is the score as your Dallas Mavericks are down 12 to the Phoenix Suns. Let's go.
I just thought of another Black Trevor.
No need to win.
Trevor Etienne. Running back.
The running back.
Used to be on the Jags.
What's his last name now?
I think it's Achan.
Achan, that's
is the
right.
correct pronunciation for that.
Yeah.
Which one?
Both of them.
Trevor Etienne.
Yeah, it's supposed to be Achan.
His last name is Achan.
It's pronounced Achan.
Oh, like the Devon. Dolphin, like yeah, the Dolphins exactly. Running back that's spelled completely different.
Yeah.
But okay. So when he was at Clemson, I think is what it was, where they were pronouncing his name wrong and he just never corrected anybody. Like he tried telling them and then they messed it up. And so he just said, to hell with it. Just call me ETN. So either way.
ETN is, it's very noticeable. I think you should keep it that way. But I guess it's probably.
I mean, I think it's kind of what he's doing.
His whole family is just our name just getting messed up every time.
Poor guy.
His pop's watching.
Poor guy, upset.
I'm sure he throws him a couple thousand. He'll get over it.
I mean, I'd be mad about it, but, you know.
DeVos.
That's it. DeVos. Fred DeVos.
Wonder how mad Sandra Bullock is right now.
Sandra Bullock.
Her people Bullock are sending you an email. That's what would you do if you got an email like that?
I'd say, jump on the show. Let's talk about it.
No, we're suing you for defamation of character.
Because I called you Bullock?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
And you know what her name is, and you did it on purpose.
Good
and now
luck.
And now we're suing you.
Hey, you know what? Call Sue it.
I'm just
dumb. You know how easy it would be to find where her name's been mispronounced numerous times? Yeah. I'd say that's enough out of you.
We've never heard anyone.
Just come on the show. Come on the show.
We won't be doing any.
Hey, Miss Bullock, jump on the show. Let's talk about it.
That was a high school crush for Trevor. So
Sandra Bullock?
Oh, I man.
Why?
What drew
you to her?
While you're saying that real quick, I got to find out what movie the net was, who was in that with her.
What was the movie with, Sylvester Stallone and Wesley Snipes. What was that? Demolition Man.
Demolition Man.
Yeah, that movie, man.
Mm.
Her and
what drew you to her?
I think I got a thing for brunettes. Like I think that's like the most sexy level of like woman. There's a difference between like hot and sexy. And
the reason why you emphasize the word sexy the way you just did.
Well, because people say hot. Oh, she's so hot. Like she's banging.
Like
or whatever.
That was a new word. It's the first time saying it.
Brunette is
making
sexy.
Fun of me. So sexy.
That's
Sandra Bullock is sexy.
Bro, if I start saying Bullock in my normal day to day, I'm going to be real pissed.
I'm happy for you. By the way, the net. Which featured Sandra Bullock, okay, directed by Erwin Winkler. You guys all know Erwin.
What a Winkler.
Dennis Miller was in this movie.
Dennis Miller, okay.
As was Jeremy Northam.
He had a drop-off. Dennis Miller had a drop-off, didn't he?
Well, you know what he did? He took he was behind-the-scenes guy.
Oh.
He was one of those guys that anytime you needed your script, like, tightened or rewritten, you sent it to Dennis Miller.
Fred, if you did not like your kids, what would you name them?
If I didn't like my kids, what would I name them?
Yeah. You obviously loved them, so you gave them loving names that you thought about.
I did.
But
if
you didn't like them?
Probably just random everyday names, like...
Oh, someone's about to catch a stray.
I don't know.
John.
No, because that's my grandpa's name.
Okay.
I would never do that. I love my grandpa. R.I.P. Okay.
What would you call them?
I don't know. I mean, I was very intentional about how my children.
If you weren't, though.
I don't know. If I ever have another kid, it'll be Fred.
You would name it Fred, 100%.
Absolutely.
What if the mother's not down for that?
You know, she'll have no choice.
Wow.
She'll have no choice.
She'll have no choice. She won't even be in the room. We're going to kick her out.
Snatch that baby. Later! I got my boy, I'm out! Fred 3 and 4.
Okay.
We out of here.
You have to name your kid a name that's on the Dallas Mavericks and it can't be Cooper Flag.
Oh.
Because that would be too easy.
Did I name that I don't like?
No, you can do like. I could change the question. But it has to be a Maverick player.
I mean, probably Musa Cisse. Musa Cisse Davis.
Dad, who am I named after?
Dallas Mavericks legend Musa Cisse. Duh. Nah, hello.
You wouldn't do Klay Thompson Davis?
No. No. Because Klay, I mean, not to say there's anything wrong with Klay, but how many Musa Cisse's are there?
That's a good point.
You know what I'm saying?
What about Ryan Nimhart?
Because let's be real.
Ryan Nimhart.
Somebody, we're not naming him Ryan Nimhart. I wouldn't name him. Plus, my niece's name is Ryan.
True.
I promise you there's at least a dozen kids in the Bay Area whose name is Klay.
Yeah. No Jason Kidd Davis.
I don't hate that. I don't hate that. I might just call him Kid Davis. Because Jason,
so that,
there's anything wrong with that, but Kid Davis all day, every day.
What would his initials be then if he was Jason Kidd Davis?
I'd just Kid Albert Davis. Kid Albert Davis. That's his name right there. Kid Albert.
I thought you were going to pick Najee Marshall, but go ahead.
All right, let's go out to Trey in Burleson. What's up, Trey in Burleson?
Yo, what's going on, guys? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Hey!
Glad to be part of Fatty's on the phone.
Love it, bro.
Do you have a child?
No, I do not have a child.
What would you name your child if you did have one? Do you know?
I don't know. I kind of like Bowie.
Oh, I like that name.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay.
Jim Bowie after the knife, you know, a little Alamo, a little Texas in there.
I like that a lot. That's a great name. Yeah, keep that.
I appreciate it. Well, I got a quick question for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I played a little hooky today, went to the Ranger game.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. Love it.
Absolute deal.
Got to see McKenzie.
Love it. Game yet. So I splurged a little bit, you know, went on SeatGeek, found like a nice ticket, 10 rows behind home plate.
Ooh.
And I guess it's kind of like a fair or foul question, because so I get there, I get all my stuff, I'm going down to the seat, and it's, you know how the sections are down there, like there's one entrance on one side, and
mm-hmm,
then sometimes they end. So I got an aisle seat. I sit, there's a guy sitting right next to the aisle seat. I sit down, you're right next to him. I'm like, hey, what's up? You know, it's all good. And I'm like, you know, there's a whole empty row. There's like 20 seats. So we're sitting there. It's like, first inning goes by, I'm like, okay, he's probably just, you know, going to wait, and then he'll, like, move down a seat maybe. No. You know what? And props to my guy, because we stayed. He didn't have to pee. I didn't have to pee. We stayed there thigh by thigh for 9 innings. We watched every single pitch together, and it did not – we exchanged a few words, you know, like, you know, over something that happened on
– nice,
you know,
pitch.
Nothing crazy. Yeah, you know, casual stuff. And then I was thinking, I'm like, am I crazy? Like, I mean, I'm not a small guy. Neither is this guy. I'm like, we can have some room here.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I kind of want to say something, but I'm like, hey, it's his game, too.
I'm going to go foul.
I'm going to let it go.
I'm going to go foul. I was going to say fair, but you said y'all didn't talk that much. If y'all were conversing back and forth, I would say fair. Y'all were having
a
good time.
But even if you were talking back and forth, there's no reason why you can't lean over the chair.
Exactly. I told my buddy, I was like, if it was me and you there, there would at least be a chair.
1,000%.
Yeah.
1,000%.
You can man spread.
Yeah.
You could have rabled him. That's what you could have done.
And I was like, what's crazy, too, is like, it was a day game. You know, there wasn't a lot of people there.
Yeah.
The whole row was empty.
Wow.
He thought he made a best friend.
Down there. Oh, yeah, you know, but, you know, props to the guy. We stayed there. No one, I've never, I don't think, sat there and stayed a whole game like that without getting up, and I don't think I've seen anybody else do it before. But, you know what?
At what point was this out of, like, spite? Like, you know, we're going to see who gets
Dude,
up first.
I was wondering if it was kind of like, maybe I'm going to get, like, season tickets at the end of it.
Yeah. Like, he thought, you know, it was a prank.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, he's going to get up, like, you know, they, you know, Cole Wynn throws the final pitch. I'm looking at him like, okay, you're going to be like, all right, dude, you did it. Congratulations. Here's season tickets
nope.
for you for doing that. No,
did you get any food?
So neither of y'all got food or beverages the whole time.
No, I did. I got there. Today I was like, you know what, I'm going to do it right. I went there, got the elote dog because I wanted to try it.
Good for you.
Got my beverage, sat down. Watch
thinking
first,
you had the whole row to yourself, and old boy just plops down next to you.
Like an hour.
That's foul, bro.
No, he was already there.
He was waiting for you.
That's why I didn't push it, because I'm like, you know, he's here. You know, like, I'm not going to push it. And then I was just like, you know, maybe this is a test, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say anything.
So he'd staked his claim to that seat, and he was like, look, he's not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere.
He didn't have a drink. Peanut
That's incredible.
One.
Wow.
Yeah,
He raw-dogged the game?
Raw-dogged
the
game.
Wow.
Like, crazy. I was like,
that's impressive. That's impressive.
That's why I was like, at the end, I'm like, dude, I can't even be mad.
Nah, you really can't. Trey, we're up against it. Look, that's a hell of a first call, dude. Call back anytime. Right. That's a hell of a first call right there.
Shout out to all the other fatties that I've been here, because I've been listening for a few months, never called in. But Ty, man, what a curveball with
Seriously.
The Giants. You know, he's... But God, he's
something else.
Legend, McNasty, all those guys.
1,000%.
Appreciate y'all. Y'all have a good one.
Trey, you're the best. All right, we're up against it, but I'll tell you what, we're gonna have to rapid fire through these. Tolo Snow in Dallas. What's up, Tolo Snow?
Fred, what's this? I hear you're beefing with Toppy.
No, we squash.
You're late,
that beef.
Snow. You're late, Snow.
No,
you're not Tolo.
No, we squash that beef, man.
If I had to bury a body and I can only choose two people from the station, it'd be you and him.
Nice.
I appreciate that, man.
I appreciate that, man.
Yeah. In fact, I know a place we could take it to, and it's got quicksand. But anyway, I've said too much.
Yeah. How y'all been? How's the Rangers, man?
Tolo, I mean, look, dude. Hey, you swept the Seattle Mariners today. First time you've done it since 2023. You've got four really, really good pitchers. Kamar Rocker is going to show what time it is on Saturday. You might have one of the best, if not the best, bullpen in baseball. Yes, we're still a little uneasy about the ninth inning, but hey, you got three guys that all have a save for you so far. You could do a lot worse. You got four guys now, position player-wise, that are batting under 200. That does raise a little bit of a concern, but hey, you're 7-5 after 12 games, and you're trending in the right direction.
Hey, top cuties in movies. New from ATL, Cameron Diaz in The Mask, and the devil from Bedazzled. Take care, guys. Have a good one.
There you go. Tell us no, everybody. Let's go out to Raider Robert in Fort Worth. What's up, Raider Robert?
What's going on, man? What's going on, guys?
Living the dream, friend.
Man, I got one thing I wanted to talk about with the Rangers, but before that, you guys were talking about a perfect thing for a kid. I got one for you.
Let's hear it.
Just in case. Just in case your mom asks, just in case grandma asks, just in case the cops ask, just in case.
I like that. I like that.
Just fair enough.
Just in case.
Just in case. I like it.
Just in case. Now, my Ranger concern is some of the batters that are batting below 200,
yeah.
Doc Peterson especially, because he didn't do nothing last year. And I really do like him, especially when he was a Dodger. And I don't know what's going on with him, but Andrew McCutcheon's is batting way better than him. Yep. I know they have him in certain, like, those two, it's like situational, you know what I mean? Who's better in the situation? But what are they going to do about Jock Peterson if he still stays the same? He's taking up a bat. What do you guys think?
Let's go to Trevor Beck. Trevor, what are they going to do about Jock Peterson? He's taking up a bat, Trevor.
Bro, again, the fact that he's a 33-year-old man, I want him to retire so bad, but we got to get rid of this money. That's the only way we can get rid of this money. But
well,
again, it's. Hit the batting cages? I don't know. It's frustrating. Genuinely frustrating.
Can you put him down back in the minors?
I mean, you could option him to Round Rock for 10 games to see if he can get his mind right. But again, as Trevor pointed out, he's 33 years old. He's making $18 million.
Yeah.
You know, we talked to Jared Sandler about this over the weekend.
Wow.
Like, for as great as CY is when it comes to building a pitching staff, he leaves a lot to be desired when it comes to, bringing in free agents. Now, I think we can all agree the Marcus Semien for Brandon Nimmo trade is working out swimmingly for your Texas Rangers.
Yeah.
But you gave $38 million or whatever it was, 35, 36, something like that, for Jock Peterson. He's had that one home run. Now, he did have a hit today.
Yeah.
I think he had a hit yesterday. So is he slowly coming around? Because here's the thing. Who do you have at DH that can mash? You really don't have anybody else. That's the issue. Right?
Yeah.
And so McCutcheon, I think you – well,
McCutcheon's
you do,
decent.
But here's – I mean, look, McCutcheon's not an everyday guy, okay? You're not you're not bringing him in for 162 games, right? So I think they want to preserve him for as long as they possibly can. Plus, they're probably paying him, what, the veteran minimum? Look, it's kind of like when you got a first-round pick, you're going to give the guy every chance to succeed. The same thing's going to go down with Jock Peterson. I think, our boy, Derek Holland said this about a month ago or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, on G-Bag. Let's see where he's at late April, early May, mid-May, and if he's still somewhere in the same ballpark, guess what? He's probably going to be Audi 5000, but we shall see.
All right.
Robert,
go Raiders.
Go Raiders, Robert. All right, let's go. Final two calls. Let's go out to Ken in Cedar Hill. Longtime OG fatty himself, Ken in Cedar Hill. What's good, Ken?
Man, I ain't nothing much good with you fellas, man. Y'all doing all right?
Watching the Mavs lose. We got the Mavs losing, which is a good thing. You got your Rangers winning, which is a good thing. And you got the Stars who have the Wild. They had a huge game against Calgary last night that they eked out. They got to play the Wild, tomorrow. You need to win that game, and that'll kind of give you the edge in that second spot. So that way you have a home ice advantage because you're playing the Wild regardless.
Yep.
Okay, okay. Sounds good. And the Cowboys working on their defense, so.
TBD, my friend. TBD. TBD. We didn't see you at the cold beers and cheeseburgers. I'm guessing you're going to be at the next remote.
Yeah, I'm going to be at the next one for sure.
All right, all right. I mean, look, I get it. Cedar Hill to where the hell were we? Euless. A little bit of a jaunt. Yeah. I get that.
We were at Cedar Hill the next day.
We were in Cedar Hill the next day. That's exactly right. Yeah, we were at Cedar Hill.
About it too, man.
No, we absolutely were.
I heard y'all talking about it.
We absolutely were. So next, look, we need all the OG fatties to represent. So the next time we're over at a, and then again, TBD on where it's going to be at, but we expect to see you there, Ken.
All right, I'll be there, man, for sure, man. And I got to get my Ranger schedule, man, so I can make sure either it's our own, because I'm having problems, man, when I turn on the station and the Ranger's on.
I get it.
You know, but it's cool, though. It's cool.
Look, think of it this way. Here's what you got to remember. If they're playing at 7 o'clock, there will be no Fan After Dark. If it's a day game or a night game, you'll get us for a little bit. That's the best way I can remind you.
That's what's up, man. It's good hearing from y'all, man. Y'all keep doing y'all thing, man.
Ken, always great hearing from you. OG Fatty extraordinaire, the one, the only, Ken Cedar Hill. Clay in Fort Worth, take us home.
What's up, gentlemen? How are y'all doing tonight?
Living the dream.
Clay's mic / phone is always so clear. It feels like
crystal.
It feels like we're in the room with
sounds
Clay.
Like it sounds like he's with Emmett Smith.
You know, I appreciate that. I always try to make it, you know, nice and clear for you guys.
What phone do you have?
I have an iPhone 16 Pro Max, I think.
16 Pro Max. Yeah. If anybody's calling in, they're like, I want my phone calls to be a little bit clear. Go from Clay and Fort Worth. iPhone 16 Pro Max.
Yeah, man. I must say, it hasn't let me down at all. I really enjoy the phone. But a couple things, gentlemen. I do spell my name the traditional way, you know, C-L-A-Y.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I like
not
that
after
one.
Not after Clay Thompson.
No. Can't do that. You know, but, you know, I was at opening day, you know, last Friday.
That's right.
And a couple things came to mind. You know, one, if Jock Peterson doesn't turn it around, I think that neither our DH or our closing pitcher is currently on our roster. You know, I think that I can see CY going and doing something before the trade deadline to specifically address those two positions. You know, it was really disheartening to see us get, you know, in the ninth inning, you know, two batters in a row go two strikes, 0-2, and, you know, just
not having that
strikeout pitch. It was awful, awful. You know, and then lastly, I want to appreciate the text love you guys gave me last week. I was finishing up, so I was having my assistants text in, you know, about all the Target talk, I guess is the best way to put it. You know?
The lingerie section,
Yeah, which is, yeah, like I said, big red flag for my female assistants. They were like, absolutely no way, and then never. You know, and then they were also the ones who were like, hey, listen, if the bra and panties match, you're not the hunter.
That was a text that you really know.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but anyway, guys, I know you guys are up against it. You'll have a great night.
Trevor wanted to say, ask your assistants if his bra and panties match. Does that make him the hunter? Or where does that put him at?
You know, if you're putting the effort in, it's always noticed.
You hear that, Trevor?
Always noticed.
There's someone out there that just wants to see your effort.
If any of your assistants are single, also.
Go.
Yeah, one is she's 22 and pretty new, you know.
I could say bad things. I won't. Never mind.
22. That's young. That's young.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, if she likes grizzled veteran men, then, you know, maybe we might be able to make a memory out of this. We'll crowdfund it. Who knows?
She does date up.
Tell you what, are you what are you, Trevor the Creator on X?
Trevor Duh Creator
on X.
Look at him giving us attitude while we're trying to set him up.
Give him a follow. His pictures are on there. Look, if she likes what she sees, let's make a memory.
I'll see what I can do for you. I can't make any promises.
We're doing the best with what God gave us. Clay, great stuff from you as always, my friend. We're up against it. Get home safely, please. Final segment of the show. Haiku's coming up next. Don't go anywhere. This is the Fan After Dark. You gonna play my music or what?
Listen, I know what's going on. Don't.
I don't know. I mean, Khaki would have come back with it, but anyway. 877-881-1053. 877.
If you're going to impersonate Khaki Kevin Walker, at least have the music
all
ready.
These microphones off right now.
Go ahead. That means you have to talk.
6 minutes of nonstop. Trevor the Creator. Okay, here we go. We got 5 minutes. Here we go. Top two. The topics are as follows. Blue light phone and Diana Rossini.
Where's the light now? Why is
and
the light
Mike
gone?
Vrabel. It's off. It's off. He doesn't know. You obviously missed the point where we talked about that. Okay, here we go. Blue light phone. When that hotline bling,
ooh,
fatties only want one thing.
Ooh.
Can't cuss, maybe sing.
That is fantastic, Fred Davis. Not a lot of time to gas you up, but I think that's our winner so far. I'll go next. New blue lightsaber. Call now to get Trevor on. Probably stay green.
Thank you. Bang, bang, bang. Shots fired. I can't wait to hear what you got to say. All right, we got Black Adam in the mix. When's the last time you did haikus?
It's been a while. I haven't sung in a minute.
Been a while. What's that?
I've not sang
in
a minute.
Are you going to sing these?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go. Let's go.
Why are you making that? No. Stop. Stop. Why are you making that face?
I didn't make any face. I'm excited.
I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you. There's video evidence of the face you just made. What'd you just say?
Nothing. I said, go ahead, Adam.
He said he's the best singer at the station.
Ooh, he did.
No, you're not. Thank you for the light. It's blue because it's Cowboys right. Don't know what to write. I really didn't have anything for this one.
I think Bright was right there, but I appreciate the commitment to the bit. Trevor, you have no option but to sing yours after disparaging.
I'm not singing it. That's not how poems work. This is a haiku.
You just yelled at our boy and said, I'm the best singer at the station.
I am the best singer at the station.
You can't say that and then not sing.
We need to go to karaoke.
No. Right now.
No, I'm not singing this. This is not how my haikus work, as I'm actual poet.
Look at Adam.
Blue light, heartbeat, shock. Jerry Jones. Excuse me.
Oh, whoa.
See, hang on.
What are you going to rhyme with?
Start over. Blue light, heartbeat, shock. Jerry tones. Sandler speaks, phone. Reverence of blue.
I don't even...
Yeah,
that's a haiku right there. That was hard to follow.
That's the point. You guys have got to rhyme and all.
You know what?
No.
Okay, here we go.
Why do they have to roast ours every time?
You guys
have to sing. You guys have to rhyme. I hate y'all's.
Damn right. Okay, well, sit down. If you thought that was crazy, wait till you hear this. Here we go. This is the Diana Rossini and Mike Vrabel. Let me get a little sip here.
I kind of forgot we're writing about them. I did not write about them.
Final 2 minutes. Here we go. Vrabel and cider. Rossini's hubs can't find her. Scoop. Source denier.
Oh, perfecto. I might have to redo and do a Rossini one because I completely forgot that was a topic. And I did the Texas Rangers sweeping the Mariners.
That works.
Okay.
That works.
I got my.
Of course you did.
The Mariners suck.
I wonder, because I was sitting there thinking when you were like, how many syllables is the Mariners? This is interesting. Okay.
The Mariners suck. In first place, Gore for Cy Young. Can't touch lats, no hits. Doesn't rhyme. Neither of mine rhyme.
I like it. I like that. That was the best one I've heard.
You like
love that?
Of course it was.
Doesn't have to even be good as long as it doesn't rhyme.
Great to me. All right.
Rossini's husband. Jesus wept, feel bad for mans. That dude should have ran.
So imagine you work so hard in your life, you marry Diana Rossini, and then you have Black Adam singing about your demise.
Singing about what a putz you are. That's awful.
All right, here we go. Breaking news in hand. Vrabel fingers taking place.
Ooh, wow.
Average hubby. There you go.
How do you know he's average, Trevor? Did you get?
He said so.
She said as much.
That's all
she
I'm
said
doing.
As much.
Did you get more picks than we got?
Wow. Oh, that's terrible.
Maybe.
That's terrible.
What are your sources?
Great stuff, as always, on the haiku front. It was just a loaded show tonight. By the way, we got Corey Chavis tomorrow at 8 p.m. talking all things NFL drafts. So we're excited about that, and you should be as well. It's a Thursday night, which means we'll also have extra credit as well. And, of course, you're producing, correct?
Yes, sir.
Boom, ba, sis, boom, ba. Great stuff as always from the one, the only, Mr. Trevor the Creator. Great stuff as always from Black Adam. For the one, the only, Mr. Blake Elliott, I'm Fred Davis. Good night. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.